Money, money, money.
That is our intro for our next guest, Lane Hudson from Zeros. He's calling in from London this morning. Morning, Lane. Welcome to the show.
It's actually evening here, but good morning to you. And thank you so much for having me. It's great to hear your voice, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, great, great to hear yours as well. Tell us about Zero for Zeros. What are you doing? What are you up to, Mr. Campaign Manager, spokesperson?
Well, the kind of underlying concept of the campaign is very simple. We are asking our best corporate allies to the LGBT community to stop giving money from their corporate PACs to the absolute worst people in Congress on LGBT issues. And this is a very narrow focused campaign, and it's also well researched. The way we came up with both the companies and the people in Congress was pretty simple. We started with, HRC has some very good public tools available that anyone can use to advance their activism. One is the Corporate Equality Index, and the other is the Congressional Scorecard. So we looked at all the companies, there are about 600 of them, that have 100% rating on Corporate Equality Index. That means that they go above and beyond to provide safe and welcoming environments for their employees. They don't give to anti-LGBT organizations. They market to the gay community. Then we took the Congressional Scorecard and we took all the zero percenters, people who don't do a single thing in Congress or vote the way HRC thinks they should. And we actually did an additional screen beyond that, the people who did extra things outside of. And so those are the people that we are calling the worst of the worst. They're actually kind of sub-zeros, if you ask me.
They're losers. And they're zeros. Complete losers.
Right.
Yeah.
So there are 10 members of the House of Representatives and 19 senators in that grouping. And there are 49 companies whose corporate PACs give to those 29 members of Congress.
That's really shocking to hear. Can you drop a few names? Like who?
The members of Congress include people like Ted Cruz.
Which companies? I can guess the members of Congress. That's easy. But which companies are making this list?
I don't have the list in front of me, but I can tell you a handful of them. Our first wave that we're targeting are mostly tech and comms companies. So we've got Google, Microsoft, Facebook, Oracle, Intel, Cisco, AT&T, MasterCard, Visa. Those are some of the people in the first wave that we're targeting. And the approach that we're taking is a more traditional approach of an advocacy campaign. We've sent letters to the CEOs of all those companies. And I've worked to reach out to their government affairs teams in Washington as well so that we can establish a dialogue and that they didn't feel like they were blindsided by something that they found in a news alert. Because we want to have constructive conversations with them about why this is important and how they can actually do this without impacting their legislative agendas in Washington.
So let me play devil's advocate for a second. What I imagine these companies are going to come back and retort with, well, we just give to both sides. We just give to, both Democrats and Republicans because that's in our corporate interest. What would you say to them?
Well, what I would say to them is that their internal policies and what they do for their employees and the values that they have in their company are incredibly pro-LGBT. They put on a public face. They sponsor their employees to march in pride parades all over the country. They change their social media avatars to rainbow colors of their logos. Every part of what they do that is public facing is pro-LGBT. They've also, many of them have signed on to amicus briefs to overturn Prop 8, to overturn DOMA, and to win marriage equality in the U.S. Many of them recently, just last week, signed on to an amicus brief that is asking the Supreme Court to uphold the EEOC's finding that sexual orientation and gender identity are protected by Title IX of the Civil Rights Act. So they have clearly established corporate values all over the place. Everywhere you look, their corporate values reflect that they are pro-LGBT, and they don't seem to be afraid of it. In fact, they seem to be out and proud with those values as a company. But their political giving does not match those values. And we are not asking them to stop giving to Republicans. We're not asking them to stop giving to all people who don't support equality. We're asking them to stop contributing to the worst of the worst. These are people who don't do a single thing for LGBT equality. And in fact, it's the people who are actively working against us every day. And since these companies have been a part of the progress that we've made, and they have helped us along the way and supported us, by getting to these members of Congress that are the worst of the worst, they are people who would undo the progress that we've achieved together.
Lane Hudson, I got to say something. I'm really glad you're our spokesperson and campaign manager. That was said really well. That was said really well, Ben. You know, we are looking at your Facebook, and we just noticed a picture of you as a teenager with a very young Hillary Clinton. So what is that about? How long have you been a friend of Hillary Clinton?
That was a very young Lane Hudson.
Yes, I know.
I was 18 years old, and that photo might have been, I was definitely an intern at the White House that summer. And that was at the State Department. Hillary was first lady, and she was giving a speech to all the Washington interns. I don't know if they still do this, but all the Washington interns used to be speeches that would be given by prominent people around Washington. And so she happened to be giving a speech that day at the State Department.
That is amazing. Well,
I was able to get a photo.
I'm glad that you didn't just go into retirement, but instead you're continuing to do the good work. Good for you. We have less than a minute. Tell us about your website or how people can get involved with Zero for Zeros.
So you can find us on Facebook at Zero for Zeros. It's at 0401. And what we would love for people to do is go to the website. There's a place where you can click on the company logo, and it'll automatically generate a tweet to go to that company and ask them to stop giving money to anti-gay politicians in Congress. It's very easy, and it lets them know that people are hearing this and they agree with it and want them to stop doing that.
Wow, that's amazing. Lane, thank you. You are on it, man. As soon as we finish the show, I'm going to go on the website and start sending messages to corporate heads about stop funding these Ted Cruzes of the world. So thank you for your work, babe.
Well, thank you for having me to talk about it, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
We are going to. I'm going to have you back later when we hear how the campaign is coming along. We'll have you back again, okay, Lane?
Sounds great.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to Sidebar with John Duran here on Channel Q.
The new Channel Q.